A long standoff between police and an armed man in Fairbanks ended with the suspect being taken into custody alive this afternoon. 38-year-old Michael Bracht was arrested outside a West Fairbanks convenience store around 1:15 following more than 9 hours of negotiations by police to get him to surrender. Bracht had escaped from the North Star halfway house in Esther. He has a long rap sheet and most recent offenses being theft and parole violation. Fairbanks Police Tactical Team Commander Lieutenant Eric Jukes says officers initially tried to arrest Bracht around 2 a.m. Tuesday while he was parked in an SUV outside a local supermarket.
Involved a vehicle pursuit where he rammed at least 2, if not 3, patrol cars and then attempted to ram several civilian vehicles. It ended up here in the Justice Store parking lot where his vehicle was disabled from spike strips that we laid down during the pursuit.
Lieutenant Jukes says Bracht's fiance was in the SUV but got out safely at the store. Bracht refused to leave the car, brandishing a pistol and threatening to kill himself.
We spent a lot of time with him just asking us to kill him. He wanted us to shoot him. That was part of his goal for an extended period of time. And so I think maybe we finally convinced him that that's not where we wanted to go and he wasn't going to get us there.
Jukes says Bracht eventually exited the vehicle and put the gun down. Charges are expected to be filed against him. Lieutenant Jukes says the successful resolution of the standoff is justification for well-equipped and trained law enforcement.
There's been a lot of controversy about the militarization of police and armored vehicles. That kept us safe. That kept us up close and personal to be able to talk to him and not hurt him. That's our goal. We have all this stuff. So we don't have to hurt people.
The standoff shut down roads in an area of West Fairbanks, slowing the morning commute, delaying school buses, and forcing lockdowns at area schools.